You're listening to the already canceled podcast.
I got a bad feeling about this.
We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit, and let's go.
Let's put a smile on that face.
These allegations are false.
Watch your profanity.
Do I look like I know what a JPEG is?
What is up, Chicken Nuggets?
And welcome to the Already Canceled Podcast,
where we rant about social issues from our Christian perspective
and look deep at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
My name is John.
And my name is Nathan.
And welcome to the Already Canceled Podcast.
Again.
And this week, we're talking about, it's a little similar to our last episode, kind of covering a little bit of the holidays, but this is, I think, just more applicable to life in general. We're talking about presents versus presents. Now, if you're just listening, if you have not read the title of the episode at all and you have no clue, like, okay, John, what are you talking about? You just said the same word twice. Welcome to the English language. It's kind of stupid, but we're actually talking about the difference between presents, gifts, and presents as in
being present. Yeah.
Being, although, let's not get too stupid. Being present is spelled the same way as present gifts, but presence, the presence of being present.
Okay, John's lost me. We're going to move on now.
Before we get into the English language's stupid TED talk, so the idea of this presence versus presence, while it's in reference to Christmas and the Christmas season, rather than giving us gifts, we want your time. We'd rather be with people. And we discussed that a little bit last time on our episode talking about just growing up around the holidays and holiday traditions and whatnot. I think this topic really applies more to in general and just tying it into the holidays. And it's a catchy title, right?
Yeah.
And it was fun.
We could even put a little gif in the title.
A little gift, present.
Yeah, a little emoji.
We'll see about that. Let us know what you guys think of whether that's there or not, because you know now in the future as you're listening to this before we know now in the
comment.
Past reporting it. Comment.
In our Twitter and our Instagram, send us a message and say, was the gift there? We'll put out a post that says that.
Check our story.
And you have to comment on whether or not it was there.
Now we have to remember to do this. Oh, man. This is going to be crazy. Nathan, this was a topic and something I've been feeling for a while. Is just God calling me to be present with where I am in life right now. And I think that's something a lot of us can feel, a lot of us can struggle with. I like to go back to the quote in the Chronicles of Narnia where they talk about Susan rushing forward to the silliest part of her life and then wanting to stay that age forever. And I feel like oftentimes there's a lot of us that are doing that with different aspects of our life. You know, we're ready to go off to college. We're ready to get married. We're ready to have kids. We're ready to move out.
We're ready to own our own home. We're ready to, it's always the future. And while it's not necessarily bad,
you should plan for the future and look towards the future. You're in the present for a reason. I mean, first of all, because it's called the present, like you can't actually live in the future. Like the future is always becoming the present. But besides all of that, God has you where you are in this season of life where you are for a reason. There's something for you to learn from. There's some ways for you to grow there. And so that's one of the things I've been feeling challenged to, is to just be present with where I'm at, to not try to rush things, to
be comfortable.
To have patience and be comfortable with where I am as much as I might anticipate and look forward to something down the road.
Why would you want to live your life always looking to the future? Because once a minute is spent, an hour is spent, a year is spent, you don't get it back. It's gone. It is the most precious resource on the planet.
There are 86,400 seconds in a day. And we so easily just give them up. Like, oh, you know, oh, 5 minutes here. What's another TikTok? What's another Instagram reel? You know, it's another 30 seconds.
Actually, this morning, and I got up on time and downloaded this new game. It's kind of like Candy Crush. It's called King Candy or King Crush or something. And Palace Crusher, I don't know. But it's really fun. But I spent all morning doing it, and then I'm like, oh, no, I'm late for work. I wasted my morning instead of, you know, reading scripture or packing a lunch, which I had granola bar for lunch, you know, because I didn't pack a lunch. Oops. But, you know, instead of being responsible with my time, I blew it. I can't get it back. It's gone.
Yeah.
I messed it up. Why do that? If you look in life and you read any books at all or see any movies, you'll notice people do things in their in realistic movies. People will do things in their life and then regret it the rest of their life. If you live in the moment, which sounds kind of hippie, but if you live in the moment,
live for the moment, man,
and understand how that impacts your future, it will change the way you think.
Yeah, and like I was saying, like if you're so caught up in, I can't wait for, you know, the next period in my life, I can't wait, you know, for me, whether it's to be married or to move out or, you know, Nathan, for you, if it's to own your own house or to have kids, if you're so caught
from now, but yeah,
if you're so caught up and excited and waiting for that, you're not going to be, you're going to miss the joys of where you are right now. You're going to miss, you know, what's going on around you. And there's a lot, you know, currently to be thankful for with where I am, with the seasons of life that we're in, that of course there's going to be new blessings and joys in other seasons. But if you're just focusing on, oh, I don't have those right now, those blessings, I don't have, you know, all of that that I want, then you're missing out on what you do have right now. You're missing out on what God has placed before you right now. And so, I mean, that goes back to what we talked about with gratitude. You know, being grateful for where you are is going to just help change that mindset. But just this idea of being present with where you are right now, because God has placed you there for a reason, I think is really important.
I agree. And it's important why, though. You know, why is that important? You said it's important, but why? And that's the biggest struggle of human history. You know, the history of the world. People, why are you here? Why are you in the life you're in? Why are you in that present moment? Really is what it boils down to. Why are you in that present moment, and what are you supposed to do in the next one?
Yeah.
Right? That's why we look forward to the future. That's why we make plans. And not that we're not saying plans are a bad thing. It's responsible to do that. You know, and you're called to be responsible, as, you know, in scripture, you're called to, but do not worry about tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's what we end up doing.
That's what, yeah, we get caught up in that. And then, you know, I like what you said there, Nathan, about, you know, looking and planning for the future. Scripture also tells us, you know, God is, and his word specifically, is a lamp to our feet. And, you know,
and a light unto our path.
Yeah. I know you've had experience with this. You have a lantern, you're holding it out. It's a light to your feet. But how far ahead does that lantern really help you see?
I'm a little bit, not very far.
Not very far. God shows us the next step. He doesn't show us the end of the path. And that's where the faith comes in. You have to trust him and follow him and be present in that moment and where you are on that path, rather than looking ahead, because he's not revealing what's ahead. He's revealing what's there around you right there in that moment for you to take in, for you to enjoy, for you to walk in faith with.
And that's challenging.
It is so challenging. Because
that requires faith in things unseen. You know, that requires saying, you know, hey, Lord, I'm in your hands. Your guidance here. What do I do? That's challenging. It's tough. It's difficult, because all of a sudden you feel like you're not in control of your life. But when have you ever really been in control?
Did you start your life?
Yeah.
Did you choose to be born?
You know,
you make your heart beat? You think you can make your lungs breathe, but...
But then you don't want to give the, I mean, I agree completely, but you'd also don't want to go down that avenue too far and say, well, then I guess I don't matter, because nothing, I will just always continue to be, right?
We matter because we were made in the image of God.
And he has a plan for what he wants you to do in that moment. Are you doing it?
Yeah.
You know, that's something that you, as a Christian, I have always wondered, what is the plan? What is the future? Let's start with work. In my job every day, day to day, am I doing the work that the Lord wants me to do? Well, he's put me there.
Yeah.
So in that moment, yes. In the future, I need to be listening, praying for guidance, and looking to see where he's placing me. What does he want me to do? Where are my passions? And am I not using my passion at work? Or am I just not, am I not applying myself the way I should be?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I destined for something else? Not necessarily something greater, but something else.
But, you know, I know it's very applicable for you, Nathan, because, I mean, this job that you have now literally fell into your lap. Like, it was God ordained all of it and arranged it all. But that's the case for all, you know, everything in our life, you know, whether it's...
whether you have to really work hard to get it or whether or not it just falls from the sky.
Whether it's obvious that God, you know, was moving things, or whether, you know, it doesn't feel like God was moving things. You're where you are in your workplace for a reason at this time. And until it's abundantly clear that you shouldn't be there anymore, instead of worrying and stressing about, oh man, work sucked today, everything was so hard, everything's falling apart, oh man, I've got so much to do. Just be present in that moment and recognize that all work is a service to God. And so by serving and doing the best that you can in your job here, you're actually serving and honoring God.
If you reflect God in your work ethic every day, and you're not working for your company, but you are working for the Lord, thus through your work at that company, whether self-employed or in a corporation or whatever it is, small business, if everyone did that and truly lived for the Lord in what they did, the difference it would make in the employee-employer relationships and in the work ethic of this country would be astounding.
Incredible.
Because you would be noticed, right? If you work hard and you're constantly striving to do it correctly, you know, and you're striving to do it the right way and help those around you and foster positive relationships and look to find solutions, and, you know, you just all around are doing your very best to be a good employee, you'll be noticed. You'll move up. You will be blessed because of it. Now, it may not be in that current employment, but in the future, what you sow, you shall also reap.
And it doesn't even matter if you're noticed or recognized here. Your Heavenly Father knows.
Absolutely. 100%. But, and a lot of times we look for that gratification here on earth. It's not necessarily meant and guaranteed to be here.
But the other thing around this, like, idea of being present in your workplace, there are so many people who are just there because they hate it, because it's the thing that they have to do. They don't want to be there. They're there physically, but they're not mentally there. They're not, I don't want to say emotionally or metaphysically there, but you get the idea. Like, they're there because they have to be. And so if you shift that mindset, if you're not serving, you know, man, but you're actually serving the Lord through what you're doing, if you're present there, even in the hardships and the stress that work brings, if you're just present in your workplace, that's going to make a difference. Even if it's just in you and your own head and the way that you see things, and you're going about it with just even a slightly better attitude now, you know, that's going to make a difference.
And you will lift up those around you. And maybe on a day you're struggling because you've lifted others up, maybe on the off chance they might do it, they might do it to help you. Doesn't mean they will, and it's not a guarantee, but it might. Those relationships you foster with living in that moment instead of looking to the future all the time means you're caring for those around you in that moment. You're not only looking toward your future or the collective future. You're looking for out for those around you as well, because you're in that moment, you're paying attention to their needs right then. Could be your brother, your sister, your parents, your boss, coworker, your wife, your friends.
There's so much around our culture now that is very distracting. And it's very easy for us to sit around, you know, go to a restaurant, look around, you see a table full of people. What would you say? 8 out of 10 times, they're going to be on their phones. They're distracted. They're not present with each other in that moment.
It's sad.
It's so sad to see. It's sad to see around the dinner table at home with families.
Yep.
Not being present in each other's lives. And so we could go on a whole rant about how that's been the breakdown of the family and blah, blah, blah. That's what's wrong with America now.
It's so multifaceted. It's you such can't a, just put it on that.
You can't scapegoat it.
Yeah.
Hey, check that episode out.
Yeah.
But if we need to be present in our relationships, because social media is worthless. As you can check that podcast out.
If you're looking to, if you're looking to what you have to do in the next day and you're worrying about it and you're consumed with it, you're not helping your family. Okay.
Absolutely.
You're not helping your friends if you're with friends, and you're not helping your wife if you're with your, you know, if you're married. There are some nights I come home and I'm just obsessed about what happened that day, and I tell her all about it, but then I tell her all about the future and I'm not looking forward to this. And then I'm not being there for her in that moment. I'm just unloading all my garbage and expecting her to just take it.
Yeah.
You know, now sometimes it's needed from both perspectives. And, you know, let's say it's
but in that,
sister and brother.
But in that case,
but don't distract from their struggle too.
In that case, you know, that's an instance where she can be present for you in your life when that's a need. When that's something that you need to do, you need to vent, you need to talk it out, you need to just get it off, get it out of your head, off your chest. She can be present for you there in that time. And then vice versa, again, if that's something that she needs, if she needs to talk, you know, of course, don't downplay her struggle with yours, but be present. Be there for her. It'd be so easy to just pull out your phone, start, you know, looking at that while she's talking or whatever.
Don't only care about you.
Yeah, that's what it. Be present in your relationships. Be cognizant and aware of the people around you, what's going on. Foster those relationships, because that's what really matters. I mean, again, we go back to our last episode talking about the holidays and whatnot. The relationships with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones is so much more important than the holiday spirit and
the holiday season
and all the magic and the gifts. We don't want your presence. We don't want your gifts. We want your presence in this moment with us in this relationship.
And sometimes a kind word goes further, you know, because you are paying attention to a struggle that's happening. Then you realize, you know, if someone's talking to you about how difficult it is, something in their life, and you say something like, hey, if you ever need anything, you let me know, or, hey, I'm praying for you, or, you know what, let me get you lunch today. Something as simple as that, or the drive-thru, paying for the person behind you, or in front of you. And, you know, that's called being present in the moment.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. That's the kind of thing where, you know, like, for example, when my grandpa passed away, I was in high school. My mom thought it was a good idea to take my mind off of it to have me go to school the next day. Horrible idea. But
thanks, Mom.
Yeah, well, you know, live and learn, right? She did what she thought was right in that moment. But I had a guy.
But she was wrong.
Yeah. I had a guy, though, come up to me who was the class clown and said something to me that I'll never forget. He said, you were really close with your grandpa, weren't you? And I said, yeah, I was. And he says, I can tell. You know, I know you, I see that you miss him, and it's okay. And that, he may not have known it at the time, and he may not even know it today. But by him noticing in that moment, taking that time, I remember it to this day. I've been through college now. I've been working in the
career. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time since that moment. I think I was a sophomore. That's crazy. You know, it's teachers that invest in their students, in their potential, and their success, and encourages them in that moment, that builds a person. It's someone who you notice is struggling in their daily life, or even taking the time to ask what's going on in their life.
And actually caring.
Yeah.
Like
really caring, not just saying, oh, okay.
It's not the idle, you know, small talk. You know, you walk up to the register, you know, your local store, wherever you like to shop, no judgment here. And they're like, oh, hey, how's your day? The clerk's like, oh, it's good. How are you? Whatever. And that's it. That's the extent of your conversation. It's digging deep and be like, oh, hey, you know, how's your day? What's going on? When's your shift over? You know, showing some actual interest.
I mean, don't creepily say that, but yeah.
Hey, when's your shift over?
Yeah, no.
No, but it's like showing actual interest and care, because how are you has become such like it's a greeting.
It means nothing.
It's a greeting.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people won't even respond. Hey, how are you? And they'll move on. I at least try to say, oh, I'm doing all right. How about yourself? And then you get I at least try. Some people's like, oh, how are you? Yeah, how are you? It's like, what?
No. How are you?
I mean, I do try to make an effort to go into the local drugstore we have in town and get to know them, because, you know, I know someone who works there. And I'll come in to see them, but I'll try to talk to the other people while they're busy. And that helps. They notice. They know who I am. Even the folks, you know, back in the pharmacy know who I am, and they'll be like, oh, there he is again, you know, but I'll talk with them. I'm not talking to them. I hey, how's your day? How's it been? Busy, you know? Oh, it's crazy right now. Oh, I feel for you. You know, I'm hoping it gets better for you. Try to, you know, at least I'm here to perk up the day, right? You know, something, right? Be that light in the world. The world's a very dark place. I mean, if you need to look at how dark it is, turn on your television. I don't care what station it is. It's dark one way or the other, depending on how you look at it. So be the light. Be Christ's light. Be the hands and feet. You know, and that comes down to the spiritual portion of this.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges for us is to be present in our relationship with the Lord. There's so much going on in the world around us. We are so busy as humans. You know, people ask, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, busy. I think that's the number one response in America. Busy. And, oh, well,
if it's not, it's the real response.
It's, oh, well, at least it keeps you out of trouble. Okay, whatever that's supposed to mean. I talk to a lot of old people, if you can't tell.
I say that too, though. I'm old at heart, I guess.
Yeah, we are. We're also just old. But no, I think it's a challenge to just stop and be present with the Lord. And this takes me, you know, takes us back to my favorite Bible verse, which is Psalm 46:10, which says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted among the earth. And I love that idea of just being still and letting that knowledge of who God is, what he's doing, how he's still in control over all of this ball of chaos floating through space. I just love that idea of just being still, which is an active challenge for us. We have to actively make that choice to set everything aside, to turn our phones off, and to just be still and allow that knowledge of who God is to wash over us. And that presence, you know, being present with the Lord is so important, because God can't talk to you when you're not listening for him. He's not going to, sometimes he will, but he's not going to yell over the noise and the chaos of everything that's going on around
you. Usually hits you over the head with it if you're not listening long enough.
But if you're not taking that time to spend in his word, to spend in prayer, to be seeking his will for your life, he's not just going to show you his will if you're not actively looking for it. He'll still be working his will out for you, but you're not going to know what it is. If you're not looking for the light, if you don't have that lantern lit, if you're not feeding the flame in there actively, then you're not going to see it.
And maybe it requires you setting your phone in the other room and taking a Bible and paper Bible, not the one on your phone or tablet, and actually just sitting down and saying, I'm going to read a couple verses. It doesn't have to be a lot. Start small.
Start in Psalms or Proverbs.
Yeah.
Open up to the middle. Start there.
Or with this Christmas season, start with, you know, Mark's account or, you know, Matthew or Luke.
Yeah. Start with a Christmas story.
Yeah. And read through it. If you continue that every day, you'll notice a difference. Understanding the Lord's will is not just willy-nilly running around going, well, the Lord's just going to speak to me. I believe in him, and I'm kind of guilty of this. That's not going to work. I mean, it can. I'm not saying it won't, but I guess I kind of did. But it's very unlikely that the Lord's just going to randomly just, hey, I want you to do X, Y, and Z.
Maybe he will. But guess how much more he has to say to you
if you're listening.
If you were to actually stop and listen.
So if you decide to take a breath in this insane Christmas, New Year time frame.
It is. It's a crazy time. You know, the holidays are always, oh, they're busy. We're busy. We're busy. There's no time. So much going on, which is true. And it's a valid excuse. But we make time for what's important to us. And so, you know, this is a challenge to make time for the true priorities. You know, let's put our phones away this Christmas. Let's make time first and foremost for God, for our relationship with the Lord. Let's make time for our relationships with those around us, with our family, with our friends, with our loved ones, with those who we want to become loved ones.
If you're dating, I guess.
Let's, you know, make time to be present in those areas. And that's it. That's a full mind, body, heart, spirit presence. Not just, oh, well, I'm showing up for Christmas. I'm going to be on my phone. Like, be mentally present. Be emotionally present with the people around you.
You actually can have some pretty interesting conversations if you, like, stop for a moment and converse with people. And you'll find that people are a lot more interesting than you think.
Yeah.
You know, like I've asked my grandpa, I went out to my grandparents and sat with my grandpa on the porch for probably, oh man, it was probably 2 hours, maybe a little more. We just sat on the porch. We didn't really do anything. It was really nice outside. And we talked about his days when he worked for an aircraft manufacturing company, you know, and different funny workplace, you know, stories and different things he had to overcome. And you know what? He did most of the talking, but it was really cool.
It's so interesting.
It was really interesting. Things I'd never heard before.
I struck up a conversation with some guy at a show who was selling like a model train set. And he starts telling me about his time as, you know, how he like became an engineer on one of like the cross country trains and some of, you know, what happened with that. And it was just the things that you can learn from people when you engage, when you're present in the moment, when you're engaged in their life and in the conversation.
If people notice you care, there's one thing humans love to do, I would say 9 out of 10, is share their story.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Everybody's got a story to share.
They're always grateful because it the world right now is a very lonely place for a lot of people because it's all based digitally. There's no real connections anymore. Don't be that digital person. Don't. Be a real connection to some people. You cannot replace it, period. You can't. No matter how much you look at that screen, no matter how much you look at that social media, or you're shopping for something, or you're just looking at the news, or whatever you're doing, it cannot replace a in-person relationship.
I guarantee the dopamine that you get from having an actual conversation with real people face to face is, first of all, it's going to feel so much better than the fake. I mean, the real fake dopamine that you get from, you know, looking at memes online or looking at your Facebook post to see how many likes it got. Like, there's something so much deeper. And it's not just the dopamine that your brain gets. It's the connection that your soul makes to another person that it fills you up.
We're made as social creatures.
It is not good for man to be alone. And so God created...
Whoa, man. Woman.
So God, you know, he started with one man. And then he said it's not good for this one man to be alone. And so he created more. And the
created one more, and then more.
You get the point. He said that man needs fellowship with each other and with God. And so as much as we try to replace that as humans with technology and with digital things, and as much as we try to push away and suppress God's truth, there's nothing that we can do to get away from that need that our soul has for human interaction.
So with that, I'd ask that you today and this coming week, and especially during this Christmas and New Year time frame,
and this coming year,
live in the present. You know, the future will worry about itself. It's an insane world. It's just always going to seem insane. It's always going to seem like it's falling apart. Just live in the moment, you know? As John put on our noteboard here,
YOLO.
You only live once.
You only live once. Don't waste your life, you know, rushing into the future, rushing away from relationships, distracted by this or that.
Doesn't mean you don't plan for it.
That doesn't mean you can't enjoy, you know, some of the things of this world. You can't be on Facebook. You can't be on your phone.
You can't say, I'm going to go on vacation and not ask your boss because you just didn't plan for it. You gotta.
Obviously, you have to plan for it. But you only live once. Let's make the most of it. And I think we can make the most of it by being present where we are spiritually, present relationally, present
and spiritually with the Lord.
Yes. Present where we are in our life right now, because as much as you may want what's coming in the future, you're never going to get the present back. And so if you're stuck in high school, notice how I said that, stuck in high school.
It feels like you are.
If you're in high school right now, make the most of that time while you're there. If you're in college, make the most of that time.
Hey, you're always high school and college, make it a memory worth looking back on with fondness. Just like if you're out of college, make your memories now worth looking back to and going, those were great times. You know, the only reason the time is great is because you did everything you could to make it great, you know, or you, even though the situation might be dire, you're a broke college kid, you know, or you're a couple of years out of college and you're flat broke, but you have some friends. Hey, make that time with the friends worth it. You know, make it a good time.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it has to be expensive. Good night. We can all split the cost of a Yahtzee game and have some fun. Like,
ooh, Yahtzee.
I mean, just simple things.
And so that's why this is a challenge, not for presence, but for presence.
Be present in the moment.
And with that, we actually want to wrap up this episode with a bit of an announcement for the Already Canceled podcast. We're actually going to take a few months here and spend some time being present in the craziness of the holidays, in the craziness
Christmas
of our lives.
And Thanksgiving.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's.
Yes, yes.
Nathan's been a...
It's overused. Holidays is overused.
Holidays is a euphemism to get rid of Jesus and Christmas. So we're going to take some time. We're going to take a hiatus.
It's just me being a goof.
What's the sabbatical?
Yeah, there we go.
That's a fun word. From the Already Canceled podcast, we're going to spend some time being present. Hopefully, instead of listening to this podcast, you can spend some time being present with others, unless you want to listen to it with others.
You could go back and listen to some of those episodes you missed that, you know, are topical episodes, so our dating and relationships,
some
and
good
some of
evergreen
those ones
episodes
are really, really good. We would encourage you to go back and listen to those if you haven't already, and in this time come up with some ideas that you'd like for us to talk about. We will be back.
Absolutely. We're coming back first quarter of the new year. We're going to be coming back stronger than ever. Yeah.
Yes. It's a break. Not that November wasn't, we kind of just whoopsed on that one, but this is a break for us to, you know,
to refocus, to re-energize, to set our minds
in the right place. It's also new ideas, new episode topics, and new interviewees.
We're looking to do some more interviews in 2022. That sounds weird to say. 2022.
It feels like it's or some sci-fi movie and it's the future.
Yeah, we're in the future, man.
Ugh. No.
From the future.
But John made a good point there. With that, you know, live in the present during this time. Enjoy those around you.
Turn off the news.
You know, it's okay to know the news and knows what's going on, but don't let it consume every moment of your day.
Don't dwell. Just
yeah, it's just going to happen. Hey, make a difference where you can, and where you can't, it's okay to know, but don't let it consume you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's easier said than done.
It's absolutely easier said than done.
But you can do it.
You can do it. And you can also reach out to us. You can email the Already Canceled Podcast at alreadycanceledmedia@protonmail.com. That's canceled with two L's because we're sophisticated.
Oh, boy. And we're on Instagram.
And Twitter. You can find us on both of those. Links to all of that is in the podcast description. And you can listen to the Already Canceled Podcast next year in the first quarter. And we just want to thank you for listening
to the Already Canceled Podcast.
Fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
I can't believe you've done this.
Thank you for your patronage.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's hot.
Not a single thing he said is accurate.